Ron Smith, VP of Sales at Constellation. Thank you for joining me today.
Awesome, Jordan. Awesome to see you today, man.
As a whole, it's just so clear that you love what you do. And just over your journey in automotive, what would you say is your driving force? Like, why do you keep doing what you do?
Dude, I'm born and raised in this business, right? Like, and I said this on one of the auto collabs before to the guys. I was like, you know, I asked my dad how many cars we sold at dinner time. And then when I started getting to like the actual, like, you know, as a lot porter, salesperson, I just got the drive of like, there was nothing more exciting when I was just selling a car, getting that car across the board when you're moving forward, right? And so as years have gone by and I spent, you know, up until I was, you know, 28, you know, working in the actual dealer world, I got the opportunity to take it over to the vendor side of the world where now I'm helping like connect consumers and dealers to make it happen. So like whatever I can do to make my dad's dealership like easier, make his job easier, like it's just a value add. Like I just love it. It's so much fun.
You spent time on the dealer side and it looks like that happened before, might be like an Asbury acquisition. So tell us about that time there. Cause here's why I ask. It's cool to have someone like you that is so well-rounded. Dealer world, Cox Automotive, SaaS, all this. Like it's great to see how you have so much education and so much experience on all sides of it. So like, tell me about your transition when you're at Asbury.
So I went to Asbury when I got out of college, just moved down to Florida, right? I was tired of being the house mouse at my dad's place. So I was like, let me just go out there and do it on my own. So I went and I picked the dealership to go work at, sold cars and sold a bunch of cars really, really fast. Yeah. And like Asbury, like, back then was super structured already, right? It already had like, here's this road to the sale. We were doing walk around contests. And I loved how quickly I could climb through that organization. And while I was doing all that, like just growing and growing and ramping, I got the opportunity to move to Atlanta to help open up a Toyota store in Roswell. It was going to be a brand new Taj Mahal Point Toyota store.
Wow.
And like, I just remembered like the education I was getting from like the leadership team at Asbury, like my mentors that were always teaching me the ins and outs of it. They were just, you know, they always taught me this. One of my GMs at Honda, he's still a GM at Honda, Ryan Pavlicek. He always would say, you know, you got to approach your business like you're an apple tree. You're either ripening or you're rotting, right? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so I've really taken that to heart, right? There's no just mainstay. There's no normalcy in it. You're just either getting better or you're not, right?
That's right. So one of the things you said about your dad when you were growing up was how you would ask him how many cars he sold that day. And the reason that line resonates with me so well is when I was selling in automotive. So I sold for about 6.5 years. The one thing I always had pride in when I went home at night is to tell my wife how many cars I sold. There was so much like power and pride that went into that. And like, unfortunately, there were days where you didn't sell a car and you felt like you let your wife down when she asked you, like, how'd it go today? How many cars did you sell? And you like let them down. But man, there's so much that you can learn from either getting better or getting worse. Just like you said, you're an apple tree. You're either growing or you're rotting.
Yeah. You know, like, when I was selling cars at Honda, I averaged 27 and a half a month.
Oh my word. At a Honda store.
at a Honda store. Look, funny thing is one of the guys I just hired, he lives down the street from me. He sold 43 last month at that store. So like it doesn't even pale in comparison to like, you know, he's dominating it, but he is actually taking like the next step in the business where legitimately like living his life through social media, always posting his cars, like go see Gina. Yeah. And I just loved that because that really wasn't normally what we would do back in the day when we were selling cars. Where like I was taught that I had to send like every time I sold a car, handwritten note to the customer, thanking them for buying the car.
Exactly.
Having like particular follow up, just a lot of legwork that had to go into making that happen. But it was it was just impressive. I loved it. Not selling a car in a day, that was not the most fun, you know. But then you would just realize that if you just set yourself up right, you might have a 6-car Saturday.
That's right.
And then just blow it all the way. I just knew that like you just got to understand that some days are going to be a slower day. But just know that if you go through the same process every day, right, you are going to get the results out of it. If you do the same thing over and over and over again, then you are going to get the same result. Like you're going to get big results out of it.
Oh, man. Like there's nothing that is more cool to see than a salesman on fire after he sells 3 cars.
You know, it's true. It's like the law of large numbers, right? You know, you build it, they will come. Like Caitlin That's Clark right. from Iowa, like yeah. she was amazing to watch during the Final Four. She shoots every time, right? Like you always yeah. got to shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying? And just know if it doesn't come in, just shoot it, keep shooting until it finally goes in. Once keep you see shooting. One go in, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you already know this, Jordan. Like the best time to sell a car is right after you sold a car, right? Yeah,
exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. Well, even speaking of Caitlin and tying this back into what you were saying about social media, it's cool how social media has been able to pivot so that that really turns into your follow-up process. So Caitlin, whether she did it intentional or not, she's huge on social, which then turned into that episode being one of the most viewed episodes ever of NCAA history, which is mind-blowing. I'm sorry. One of the most viewed games ever in NCAA history. I don't know if you knew that or not. So
yeah, I did. I saw that.
Yeah. It's nuts. So same thing with social media is there's so much power that comes from being out there and getting in front of customers that you know and connect with. And when you build that up long term, I'm not saying that social media completely replaces your follow-up, but social media completely replaces your cold outreach follow-up for people you know. There's no more checking in to see how you're doing. It's like, hey, we engage on social all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's a 100% fact about that, right? Like the more you're putting out, and there's a fine line too, right? It's not just like,
yeah, you're right.
Here's our car, come buy our car. No, here's a success story that we had. This is really fun. Like it's, you know, you want to engage the sentiment of the consumer, right? You want them on your side as you're going through. So when they do think about, what do I need to do to buy a car? Okay, cool. I think I'm going to go see Gino, like as an example.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in like just spreading it and just having it like just that fine line, like of pitching my products versus just like, hey, here's a cool story like the one I showed you about my daughter. I'm bringing her up to the World Trade Center for like bring your kid to work day thing, right? Yeah. Like you want to, it's humanizing, right? That's all we're here to do is humanize the auto industry, right?
That's right. And when you get the chance to share those experiences and those opportunities, like, man, why wouldn't you? People, not that you do it for like intentionally taking advantage of someone, but like people love hearing stories and they love seeing you take your daughter somewhere cool. Mm-hmm. And they love it, having that shared experience of visiting. So one of the pictures was the reflecting pond from the World Trade Center, and just being able to see that and experience that, like that's meaningful and that's powerful, Ron. That's great.
Man, it is, right? And there's so much history just up in New York. I try to go up there as often as I can. Like I'm based out of Florida.
Yeah,
for the team. But, you know, Diana and team, they love it when I get the chance to go up there. And actually now it's to the point where it's like, if I go up there without my daughter, they're like, why are you here? Right. You know, she's like the unofficial employee for the team. You know?
Yeah.
But it's getting to like walk her through every morning through the memorials and like understanding of it. Right. I actually lost a friend in Afghanistan a long, long time ago, one of my best friends. Wow. So like it does hit close to home. Right. I remember being a junior in high school when that happened. And like just it gives you an appreciation to what you do and why you do it every day.
Ron, if you look back at your history and your career in automotive, what would you say were some of the most defining times?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say one major defining time was when I made the decision to leave the retail space.
Yeah.
And take a huge risk and go launch a product. It had been out for a couple of years, but help it scale, trade in marketplace, like something so like totally unfamiliar, right? Like I know in the sales process, meet and greet, find common ground, vehicle selection, right? Like that is something that is totally a comfortable opportunity that you know how to do. So when you move to something else, it can be a very, very big challenge. And then I can tell you one of the other like really big decisions of moving was taking the opportunity to come to Constellation. That was a defining moment for me. Startup mentality, right? You spend almost a decade working for a wonderful company in Cox. You get that structure and that organization of like they've built it up a long way. It's just your job to go run and move and make the deals happen.
Yeah.
Over here, you're spinning a lot of different plates. Sometimes I'm handling some marketing stuff. Sometimes I'm helping interview for other positions in organizations. It's taking on a lot more responsibility, but with the opportunity to see that we're making a huge difference in the industry. So like that was a huge defining moment for me to get the opportunity to come here.
Yeah. Well, just the way you say it is that I think it's for you, because I know you personally, I think it's about impact and it's about helping people have something of value. So whether it was selling cars or leading a team or bringing a new product to the market, or even in startup phase with Constellation through that, I think it's all about that value transfer for you. You really want the other person to win so much and you believe in what you're doing so much that you're willing to risk a lot of things to make that happen.
I do. I do. And it even goes internally for our teams, right? Like I want to see like our business development representatives rock and roll. I need to see our customer success specialists, right? Learn more about how I'm communicating to the consumer, to their, our clients so that they can be able to communicate in a better way. Right. Yeah. Because like, you know, that's like one of those things like, you know, help somebody else. It's like not self, but others kind of mentality. And I've just embraced it like fully.
Yeah, exactly. Now, looking back all the way when you were working for your dad at your dad's store, what was one of the lessons that he taught you that still sticks with you today?
Oh, my God. Okay, here. So
it's hard to pick just one, huh?
No, well, look, I was a lot poorer, and you know, but I got to do it when I was like 16 years old. I just remembered a time that there was a very, not a very clean bathroom. In the middle of the showroom, and I was like, I'm supposed to clean cars. Like that's not my job, right? That's not my job thing was the lesson learned right then and there. Cause then, you know, my dad who's wearing a full suit, you know, and there's rolling his sleeves up. Like this is what most successful people in the business do as he's like scrubbing the bathroom to clean it up. And he's like, if you're going to be successful in life, you need to be able to understand that like, no matter what the job is, you just have to get it done. You know, and that just really, really stuck with me during that time. Right. So it's like you have to keep your house in order, but you also have to keep other people's house in order. And if your house isn't in order, you know, the other people's houses aren't going to be in order. So that was a very eye-opening experience for me to see that. I thought it was funny at the time, but it's definitely a lesson learned when I got pulled aside.
Yeah. Well, here you are decades later and it still sticks with you. I imagine visually that just stays with you for so many reasons. But what kind of like better lesson to teach the next generation than the work that makes you successful is the work that most people don't want to do? Like how cool to see that.
I think it is. I think it is. It is all the stuff that people see that they don't see really and truly. The stuff that they don't see on the work ethic and the follow-up and like every Monday morning from 8:30 to 9, it's finding two new prospects to just reach out to see if there's an interest or a fit and how we can do business together. Like it's all of the little small things that have to like add up. And then guess what? The results are there, right? The results are there. Like we're going back to Caitlin Clark, right? If you've ever seen her practices, they're phenomenal. Right? Like she's working extremely hard in the background. And really it's taken her, you know, 21 years to truly get that name brand and exposure of all the work that she's been able to put in. And now they're going back and looking like, oh yeah, she is a hustler. She does do what she's supposed to do. So it's awesome to see.
Yeah. How cool. Well, Ron, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person in a few short weeks at AsotuCon. And next time I'm in New York City, I'd love to come see you at the Constellation headquarters.
Man, we'd love to have you there and see you at AsotuCon in May. It's going to be a very fun time. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asotu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.